Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed by Hamas on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. The news comes as the UN's top court prepares to rule on an urgent request by South Africa that Israel halt its military action in the territory immediately. The NCAA and five major sports conferences have reached a deal that calls for revenue sharing with college athletes.
There's no stipulations on exactly how much will go to each athlete or each individual, but there's certainly some questions that remain about whether Title IX will factor into that.
Senior writer for The Athletic, Justin Williams. Australian media reporting that a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea is believed to have killed at least 100 people. An emergency response is still underway, and officials say there will be more victims. An overnight fire in an apartment building in Vietnam's capital of Hanoi has left more than a dozen people dead. The fire began in a small alleyway that stores electric bikes. This is ABC News. China stepping up its saber rattling over Taiwan, staging a large two-day military exercise.
Chinese state television showing its drill involving air, sea, and land forces, actively observing Taiwanese defense. By the island's count, it tracked 19 naval vessels and 49 warplanes. 35 reportedly flew across the median of the Taiwan Strait, the de facto boundary between the sides. In an ominous tone, Beijing says its exercise represents punishment for separatists seeking independence. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The CEO of Frontier Airlines is calling for a crackdown on people who abuse free wheelchair service, the provision required by law. He says on one flight, 20 passengers requested wheelchairs for their departure, but only three of them actually needed a chair after they landed. He says people are doing it to skip the security line, and he's calling for penalties to be imposed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin delegates and alternates to the Republican National Convention include two people who served as fake electors in 2020. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell signed documents to cast Wisconsin's electoral votes for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden had won. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are in Boston.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, where the Brewers and the Red Sox face off tonight. No one is more excited to play in Fenway Park this weekend than Sal Frelick, who grew up here, but says he feels right at home inside the Brewers clubhouse.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together, pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So yeah, when you get rolling like that, and that it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day.
NBA, the Celtics beat the Pacers here in Boston 126-110 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics now with a 2-0 lead. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers wrapping up week one of OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for the most.
Compete. Bring great energy each and every day, and I think the guys have responded well to that. You know, it's early, but I'm really excited about this group and their ability to come together, compete, to push each other.
That's Matt LaFleur from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Our high today, 76. Wind will be southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. And then we have more scattered rain and thunderstorms likely on Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a special Best of Devil's Advocates. Never Trumper, former Congressman Joe Walsh, and my congressman, Mark Pocan.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Mad Pad, Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. You can find us at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, well, maybe not the AM yet anyway, and all over social media. You can watch us while you're driving in to work today, just hanging out in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Watch us on Facebook, on Twitter X, YouTube. I don't know who does that, but you know, check it out if you can.
Are we on TikTok yet?
No, you have to. I told you, Gordy, you need to become an influencer.
I'm not. No.
Do you even have TikTok?
I do.
Well, then what's stopping you?
Why, what's stopping you? You're the producer.
Yeah,
get us on these things.
I've never been able to get into TikTok. It's just not interesting to me.
Okay.
I haven't been on it long enough for the algorithm to figure out what I like.
Okay.
So.
Well, you got to like the show, so you can put that in. Now, let me ask you. Do you have to pay something to be an influencer? Is that a special...
No.
Well,
category of some sort, like
yes,
a business
you
category.
You don't quote unquote have to, but eventually you would start doing like ad deals, and you'd pay for the ads, and it would turn into a business. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, it's Friday.
We'll do that. We'll work on that. We'll workshop that.
Okay.
Seems to be the name of the game here. Workshopping.
Yeah.
Things.
No.
Okay. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Gordy introduced us to that word.
Yeah, now it's overused, and now we got to drop it.
No.
We got to workshop the workshop idea.
Yeah, something like that.
It's Friday, May 24th. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. People are running around with their hair on fire, got to get out of town, jump in the car, and go somewhere. Yeah. Do something. Mm-hmm. Temperatures today starting out at 60 degrees. Let's go to the weather roulette wheel and see what the high temperature.
Threw a turf ball at Sam this morning.
Yeah, I did. That marbling. It's going around. It's there. Okay, it's going to be 71 degrees by later on today. Showers and thunderstorms heading our way a little bit later on this morning and this afternoon.
You didn't notice it, but Sam put a cat's eye marble in this time.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
What's a cat's eye marble?
Oh boy.
My goodness. Well, yeah, it's a crystal marble with a little, swirl in the center.
Isn't that every marble?
No. Oh, no.
There are lots of different kinds of marbles.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm not well-versed on...
Yeah.
The marble collection universe.
Well, I mean, you had to play it in school. And
yeah, marbles. That was
a marble game. You
know, game from another century.
Oh, yeah. I think I tried doing that once, but I didn't have any marbles, so I used gravel. Gravel doesn't work.
No.
Quite as well.
Gravel doesn't roll
really,
as well.
Really doesn't.
You drew a circle. In the dust or the dirt.
Well, usually in blacktop on a
or
playground.
Blacktop, do a chalk mark.
Yep.
Draw a circle, have all the marbles in the middle, and just start shooting those marbles out.
And trying to knock the other person's out. Yeah. Or yes, yeah. We had like a little dip, a hole.
Yeah.
And you had to get the marble into that.
Ah, yeah. Lots of different variations
yes.
on the marble game.
It was brutal.
Okay.
It was, we had gangs, roving gangs in our elementary school,
Marble gangs.
Going after crystal boulders.
Yeah.
And, the Steelies.
Got to have Steelies. Yes. Oh, man, those Steelies.
The Steelies were the big one.
Yeah. Hard
and,
to find.
And they bounced.
They did. Right? And they had the small, regular marble-sized Steelies and then the big ones.
The big ones.
The big Steelies. Yeah. Those were good.
Steely boulders.
Do you still have a marble collection or have you lost your marbles?
I do. I got them all. In a tin. The same kind of tin they used for buttons. Now, do you remember a tin full of buttons?
Yes.
I mean, I know of the concept. My grandma is the only one in my family who ever collected buttons, and she just kind of kept them in an old box.
It was pretty cool. You know, when you're a kid, you're imagining that they're golden doubloons or something like that.
Okay. Welcome to the 1880s edition of the John and Gordy Family Show. We're going back way back in time.
Is this the real reason that you want to go to the Children's Museum? Because you are the one who wants to act like a child again?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
You saw right through that.
There's nothing wrong with acting like a child. Sometimes if you're acting childlike.
Right.
It's different from acting like childish.
There you go.
It's two different things.
Thanks for differentiating.
Childlike, you have sense. Your curiosity. You want to have fun. You want to play. You know, you want to learn things. Childish is a different thing. Okay.
Leave those childish games behind.
That's right. It's Memorial Day weekend. Bratfest is going on today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's a huge, huge event here in town. It started off very slowly, but, they've been selling a lot of brats.
Yeah, 40 years worth. Yeah.
There's a list of how many brats they sold in 2010, 209,376. Those were Johnsonville brats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they broke it down into pounds.
Yeah.
41,875 pounds in 2010.
That's amazing.
And the average rate of brat consumption, 85.11 brats per minute. BPMs.
They're out there this morning. They're all getting ready for the early morning brats in line.
Oh, and if you wanted to stretch a brat across the world, those brats anyway, the length of brats consumed since 1983 placed end-to-end 362 miles. I would have thought, maybe globally
at
least twice, three or four times.
That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe the brats are too short.
Okay.
Where's home base for Bratfest?
It's out at the Alliance Center now, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
The Willow Island. That's where they're doing it this morning anyway.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to go there, but I'm going to be out of town this weekend.
One of the TV stations, Charlie Shortino's out there, handing out the brats and people in line.
You are so... You were so preoccupied with Charlie Shortino's dress, the way he dresses now. He's a sharp dress. That's it.
He is. He takes very good care of those suits. Gets them dry cleaned every single time he wears them. Okay.
All right.
Let's get on to the National Day calendar for today, Friday, May 24th. What is it and what is it not? One of these does not belong, okay? Is it Yucatan Shrimp Day or Road Trip Day? Could it be Cooler Day or Wyoming Day or Brothers Day or Suspenders Day, Aviation Maintenance Day, Escargot Day, Scavenger Hunt Day? What kind of day is it? Or Don't Fry Day?
Are we going back to your suspenders again? Is that your guess? That's my guess.
You are correct, sir. Yes, it's not Suspenders Day.
I know you're still trying to work your way through that. The suspenders on your kiddie show.
Those red suspenders they forced me to wear.
I know.
Against my will.
Yeah. You'll get over it one of these
days. I will. Okay. National Yucatan. What is National Yucatan Shrimp Day?
I don't know.
Do you know anything about
it? No.
We're about to find
out. That's why we're going to find out.
It celebrates a dish exploding with flavor. Plump, peel, and eat shrimp are the centerpiece of this dish, and the flavors remind diners of the sunny summer evenings. Mm-hmm. Shrimp lovers shouldn't miss out on a dish like this. While the Yucatan Peninsula further south in the Gulf of Mexico, the recipe hails from the waters along Florida's coast. So why would they call it Yucatan?
Exactly.
Shrimp? Doesn't make any sense at all. The garlic butter and special sauce give it a kick that keeps diners coming back for more. Okay.
Yes.
Enjoy your
good stuff.
Yucatan shrimp. Okay.
All right.
Next up, we have Road Trip Day. You feel like getting on the road on Memorial Day weekend, Friday, you know, jump into the mix.
Is it really Road Trip Day?
It is.
Wow.
National Road Trip Day. Okay. On the road again. Here's Willie.
On the road again.
Okay.
It was Justin Town.
Yeah, he was at Bree Stevens. Great show.
Yeah.
The Friday before Memorial Day is declared National Road Trip Day, serves as the official kickoff of summer road trip season. That's what it is. Millions of Americans hit the road each year for the long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. We all know what Road Trip Day is all about, right?
Well, sure. according to the Vacationer, 80% of Americans will take at least one road trip this year.
Okay.
Think that'll work for you on your vacation? This year?
I don't know. I might go on the road, yeah.
What's either the best or the worst road trip that you've ever been on?
Oh, no.
You can choose which one you want
to
answer.
I had a real nice one out to Yellowstone Park.
Did you?
Yeah. I love that one.
I took a road trip. Well, I told you guys about this one, but the 6-week road trip. Mm-hmm. Hit a lot of national parks west of the Mississippi. In fact, we hit almost every state west of the Mississippi over 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That was in high school.
That's a great one.
Yeah, between junior and senior year of high school. That was really fun. National Cooler Day. You know, if you're going on a Memorial Day picnic or something, you got to have a cooler.
Yes. Right? Oh, yes.
We have we salute people that use coolers today. I don't know why. As simple as the design of the cooler may seem, it wasn't until the 1950s that the first cooler or portable icebox made the scene. Mm-hmm. In fact, the material needed to make coolers didn't even exist until 1944.
Yeah, that's why not so many people had them back then.
Right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, they make
all these different kind of coolers now. You know, backpack coolers.
Oh, I know it.
I guess that's a good idea.
Smaller cooler, bigger cooler. They got the gigantic coolers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Okay.
It's gotten out of hand. I think that's what you're saying.
That's what I am saying. It's Wyoming Day. National.
Hey, I went out to Wyoming. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you went out to Wyoming for your little road trip. Yeah. Yeah, Yellowstone. Did you see Yogi Bear there?
Yes.
Boo-boo?
Yep.
Hey, boo-boo.
Boo-boo was there.
What?
The mistake we made is that we packed it all.
Uh-oh.
That we packed all our food
in baskets. In picnic baskets? You packed them in picnic baskets?
Yes,
for Yogi and Boo-boo? Yes.
Why did we do that?
You didn't use a cooler.
No. Huh?
Just picnic baskets.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Should have thought ahead.
Okay. Must have been did all the sandwiches spoil or something? Or what happened?
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to find out.
Yogi loved that.
Okay. It is 18 minutes past the hour. Rise and shine, shake a leg up and at 'em. We're just getting started with the John and Gordy Family Show. We're coming back with history of today next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, Creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
They don't write songs like that anymore.
Nope.
We really need a song like that nowadays.
That's right. Yeah, the young bloods, right?
Yeah. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM and on your social media dial, plus on the Civic Media app where there are no ads and nothing to buy in-app.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a straightforward app. You can text us or give us a call easily from that app and listen to the station anywhere in the world.
That's the way it works. All right, back to the National Day calendar.
All right.
Today is Brother's Day. That's where we were playing that song. Brother's Day, May 24th, honors the brothers in our lives. You have a brother.
I do. I have,
couple brothers.
Two brothers.
Two brothers.
They were twins.
Yeah. And are they
still
celebrating?
Are. They still are twins.
They were twins. do they, do you guys talk on Brother's Day? Today? You should call up your brothers today.
Yeah, that would be a real big surprise. Yeah. Do we talk? No.
Okay.
We're a real close family. Yeah. No actual problem. Okay. My sister's out in New York, Long Island, and we never talk to her. And she's older.
Okay.
We should definitely talk to her.
You should. Even for those who don't have one, like me, someone in their life is usually like a brother to them. Brothers from other mothers are found as in best friends, a brother-in-law, or a cousin. They are men in our lives so that we count on, or even if we don't talk very often. Yeah, that's usually the way. Yeah, Sam, do you have any brothers?
I do. I have a younger brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's his name?
Jack is his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You gonna talk to him?
You guys get along? I mean, have you always gotten along as brothers?
Well, I mean, we fought like brothers did when we were kids, but we don't hate each other's guts or anything.
Well,
that's
glad to hear that.
We're not super close, but who knows? Maybe I'll give him a call today.
We never had any conflicts.
Never at all.
Never. We
no
never
kidding.
Did.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay. It's Escargot Day. Escargot. Okay.
Not a big fan of them, but
are you? No.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No.
Yeah, me either. I'll skip it then. How about National
Okay, yeah, skip that one.
Scavenger Hunt Day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah? Well, hang on. Computer is acting up again. I got a new computer. But I haven't dialed it up yet. I haven't punched in the numbers.
Yeah,
this one really is old.
It's modern.
Okay, I can't get Sam. Let's open up the history books. There's nothing else here that we need to know.
Let's take a look. See, can you guys open the books for me?
Sure.
Wonderful. I think you're just kind of tearing the book apart at this point.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You're a little anxious to get into the.
I guess, yeah.
The day that we're in here.
Well, with today's events in history, who wouldn't be? Today, in 1830, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad began operating, the first railroad in the United States.
Okay. Pretty cool, yes.
The B&O.
They hadn't even invented locomotives yet, so they pulled the cars with horses.
Wow, they were desperate to get that started.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Wow. I did not know that. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. 1844, Samuel Morse demonstrates the telegraph to Congress for the first time so that he can get get more funding to keep keep building the message. And the first message that he sent in front of the members of Congress, what hath God wrought?
That's right. What we got here?
He was thinking, God, now they're just going to spread conspiracies all over the place through Morse code.
Right. Yeah.
Ahead of his time. 1930, Pluto officially got named. It originally, once it was discovered, it was just called Planet X for like a year and a half.
Planet X sounds great.
It does. There's like movies called Planet X, isn't there?
Right. Yes, there is.
The Man from Planet X.
Plan 9 from Planet X. Yeah. Whatever. You know, Elon Musk named it the...
Okay.
All right.
Next.
1941. The Bismarck sinks the HMS Hood, and I'll wait to play the song till it comes out because I want to hear more of it. Incredible song.
Yeah.
One of my favorites from Johnny Horton.
Yeah, it is great.
Sink the Bismarck, you'll be hearing.
Okay.
And 1976, the Concorde begins transatlantic service.
Now, did I hear recently they were going to bring the Concorde back in a new form? Have you heard that?
Well, no.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Do a little research. If only there was a device that we could look those things up.
If only, like a telegraph or something.
Yeah, like a telegraph. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a weird, ugly looking plane.
The Concorde.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going like 700 miles an hour through the air, it's
got to be.
It's got to look a little different than a normal plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay,
maybe the newer version will be more streamlined looking and not bent.
Yeah, I remember like learning about it as a kid and thinking how goofy it was that the entire nose of the plane had to like literally bend down.
Yeah.
To land and take off.
It looked real strange.
Yeah. Got a few birthdays today. Daniel Fahrenheit, the guy who invented the thermometer.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gave us the Fahrenheit scale. Of temperatures, the better one, than Celsius, in my opinion.
Okay. Back to the Concorde. I just have this information. The Overture is a new supersonic passenger jet that is being developed by Boom Supersonic and nicknamed the Son of Concorde.
At least it's not Boeing.
The Overture, yeah.
It's like a movie, right?
It'll be able to carry...
Son of Kong.
Yeah. It'll be able to carry 65 to 80 passengers at Mach 1.7, or about 1,300 miles per hour. Wow! At 60,000 feet, and could fly from London to New York in 3.5 hours.
Okay? Still too long.
Pretty zippy.
It seems, yeah.
Still too long.
Yeah.
Teleportation, what happened to that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Get on it, John.
Yeah, we should get going on that. Okay.
What else happened? A couple more birthdays today. Queen Victoria, born in 1819, beginning of the Victorian era.
Right.
Tommy Chong.
Yes.
Cheech and Chong, born in 1938.
Pushing his gummies. Do you see the ads that
he
has?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, he's still alive?
Oh, yeah. Cheech and Chong are both still alive.
Yeah.
And they're still doing their comedy stuff?
They are, actually.
Wow. They're on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to check. Now I have a reason to get on TikTok.
Yes, you do. Yep, check it out.
And one other birthday, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Songwriting legend, born today in 1941.
Okay, very good.
Excellent.
All right, sir. Excellent.
All right, let's listen to that great song.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
Just so 83 today.
His library is just so incredible.
Yeah.
And my son thinks that, what is that, Heaven song?
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah. He says that's Dylan's best song ever.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of great ones. Yeah. And of course, big time involved in the civil rights movement in the very early days.
Yeah, those were all great songs back then.
So I've heard you tell the story a couple times about how your sister met Bob Dylan, but did either of you like go and see him in concert ever?
Yeah, I've seen him twice.
Twice.
Yeah, he was excellent. I mean, it was surprisingly great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just really great band behind him too. Hmm. Okay.
See, I didn't like the fact that he got rid of my sister so easily and cast her off.
She was under 18, John.
So I thought, oh, the heck with him. I'm never going to see him in concert.
All right. It is 29 past the hour. Just getting going on this Friday Memorial Day weekend. Coming back with more of right. John and Gordy Family Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives finished their markup of the 2024 Farm Bill. But as usual, the devil's in the details. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Some of the items that are contained within the House's version of the Farm Bill include maintaining cost of living adjustments to ensure SNAP benefits. Also, continuing to work on developing rural broadband across the United States. It would also restore federal milk marketing orders to the higher of formula. Many of those details are exactly what Wisconsin farms had been looking for. Yesterday, during his visit in Wisconsin, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's got some real concerns on whether there's enough votes to get this version passed.
I have concerns about its ability to get passed through the system. I mean, it's all well and good to have a conversation about, a perfect world and what you'd like to see satisfying everybody and everything, but not all of that's doable. Not all of it's doable, especially if you have to cross red lines that have been established very clearly in terms that can't be touched or impacted to pay for new programs or new commitments.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack during his visit in Kewaunee County yesterday. Markets in overnight electronic trade not paying much attention to policy development, that's for sure. We're a little mixed on the opening bell. Numbers are next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
In overnight trade, December corn's up a penny right now at 487. November beans are down 2 at 1214. July wheat, that's up 3 at $7 even. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 199.75. The 40-pound block cheese was up 2.5, 186.5. Double A butter up another penny at 3.12 and a quarter per pound. The June class 3 milk that goes to cheese closed a penny stronger, 1996 a hundredweight. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Our high today, 76. Wind will be southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. And then we have more scattered rain and thunderstorms likely on Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood.
Bang, a lot of
and every British does seaman it? He knew and understood.
We took the bus into school, and everybody sang this on the bus. Yeah, I know.
Really?
Nah, they did.
Okay. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
That song and Tom Dooley.
Yeah.
Really.
You didn't
we're really into
Tom
hanging. You know?
Really? Back in the
little
olden days.
Kids on a school bus. Yeah. Right. Going to elementary school, and you're singing Tom Dooley. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, yeah. That's why the magazines are so twisted today.
They've
been
so?
Brought up on hangings.
I think kids are just as twisted today as they were back then, John.
We were talking about the planet Pluto.
Yes.
Was named Planet X. Somebody texted in.
Dan
from Madison says Pluto was Planet X because they thought it was the 10th planet. They believe there was an undiscovered planet closer to the sun than Mars, or than Mercury.
Yeah, so it's number 10. It's, yeah.
X, Planet X. Okay, so
and
that
so
explains
Elon
that.
Elon didn't name it.
No, he didn't.
All right. Hey, by the way, a little bit later on, we continue our series on Project 2025.
Okay.
Final day, and
yeah, we've been working on it, trying to punch it up a little bit, help out, you know.
Yeah, workshop
it. People that put it together.
Try to put a big smiley face on it somehow. And it's you know what? We've been failing.
Yeah, we're on a deadline. We got to get a package product together before we leave for the weekend. Right?
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
And I don't think we're going to be able to do it, though.
No.
It's pretty depressing. Everybody thinks it is.
Well, it's 1,000 pages. I mean, we can only do so much.
I know. You know,
they could have condensed it a little.
Keep working on it. I think we're going to do well, at least covering the topic. And I've got some new stuff, too. It's pretty interesting.
All right.
So check it out a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning. All right?
Okay.
I thought this was really interesting. This comes from Media Matters. Right-wing commentator Ed Martin just appointed to a senior position for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Has complained about Spanish speakers in the U.S. and said he is a big admirer of leading white nationalist group VDARE. So he loves white nationalist groups, and he doesn't like Spanish speakers in the U.S. Not bad, you know? I mean, this is the kind of person that rises to the top in the mega party.
So he put out a statement about this? Really? I mean, he's got this out there.
That's it. And VDARE, by the way, has posted online. They've said, one problem with these Hispanic immigrants is their disgusting behavior. They've also said America does not need any immigrants from Africa. They've also said the United States needs to rethink Martin Luther King Day. They have also said Antifa and Black Lives Matter protests in 2020 might be part of a Jewish coup. And they've also said that the country should expel Muslims.
So this is from Ed Martin.
What a group.
Just appointed the senior position into a senior position for the Republican National Convention.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome
Sweet.
To Milwaukee.
Yes.
Ed, good luck.
And now that you know what they want to do is they want to position the protesters even farther than they already are positioned from the convention. They really just don't want to see them.
No.
You know, that First Amendment thing.
Yeah.
Pretty inconvenient.
I wonder how far away they want them.
Like, yeah, I don't know. But
five or 10 miles?
They do what? Madison?
Yeah. Okay.
Let him go out in Madison.
Sure.
This was great news. I thought this was fantastic news. UW-Madison has been named a new Ivy by Forbes. You know, like the Ivy League? Yeah. New by Forbes. One of 10 public and 10 private universities across the U.S. that are turning out the smart, driven graduates craved by employers of all types. Again, we are the new Ivy right here in Madison.
That's new
really,
Ivy.
That's really, really great news.
It is. Yeah, good.
A new Ivy.
Good deal.
All right. So anyway,
I like that.
You'd think that would be good news. But, you know,
yeah,
Scott Walker tweeted this story, and his comment was, being called a new Ivy these days is not a compliment. Okay. Well, you know, he's never really backed the UW.
No.
And he still doesn't. Nice. Not really a sweet comment.
Wasn't he called the education governor?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't that the deal?
Absolutely. Yeah. Talk about a dichotomy. Mm. Well, yeah, well, what do you do, right? I mean, Scott Walker has attacked teachers. He cut $250 million for the UW system. Well, more than that eventually over time. Slashed over $1 billion from our public schools and siphoned off over $1 billion. And that went into the voucher program.
So why was he called the education governor?
Because they said he was.
Okay.
And that's how the megas work. Yeah, they just give him titles now and let him go. And the voters believe all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then if you bring up like these issues, these problems with that image, they won't believe you. You're just making this stuff up. Teacher pay has decreased in Wisconsin 2.6%. Teacher benefits have decreased 18.6%. This is what happens when you start nailing them, or their union anyway. And teachers' exit rate increased by 37.5%.
That's amazing.
Really hasn't helped anyone out here. Mm. Average experience is down 4.8% in Wisconsin. So thank you, the education governor, Scott Walker, and for ripping into the UW-Madison for being the new Ivy.
According to Forbes magazine.
Yep.
I mean, that should be a wonderful award to get.
Yeah, Forbes is kind of conservative.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not according to Scott Walker. He's still... What's wrong with that guy?
Does he want to be governor again, do you think? He's trying to run for something down the road?
No, I think
Trump gets back in?
He likes his little college kids.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
He can influence them. They believe anything he says. Like, should he be believed when he said he didn't want college kids to vote? Why, did they hear about that one? I'm not quite sure they did.
They should have.
Yeah. Okay, you want to hear about the big story, and I didn't really have a chance to research it much prior to yesterday, but Sam Alito has some problems. And
what's going on with the flag
the
flying
flag thing?
He's
right?
Had at least two flags.
Yeah,
that were flying over his near his place.
His New Jersey beach house has an appeal to heaven flag flying outside last summer.
Okay.
Yeah. That was last summer. This was 2 years ago. Alito's main residence in D.C. area had the inverted flag flying outside of it. The appeal to heaven flag was carried by rioters on the Capitol on January 6th. Also known as the Pine Tree Flag, it dates back, this is a little history from MSNBC, to the Revolutionary War, but largely fell into obscurity until recent years and is now a symbol of support for Trump. Wow, that took a dangerous right-hand turn there.
Yeah.
For religious, strands of the Stop the Steal campaign and for a push to remake American government into a Christian government. And Speaker Mike Johnson, by the way, has an appeal to heaven flag right outside his office.
He does?
Yes, yes. The flag is a Christian nationalist symbol that signals a desire to reshape the U.S. into a Christian nationalist nation.
Okay.
And that's what we have to look forward to.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you just got to wonder what the heck is going on, right?
What happened to the separation between church and state anyway? When did this start to fall apart?
That was a lie. Didn't you hear?
Oh.
Yeah.
It was a lie. Okay.
Founding fathers loved Christianity. They wanted this country to be part of the, you know,
I don't
Christian
recall
movement.
That in my history teachings.
Well, you know, back in those days, they glossed over a lot of things.
I see. Okay. Thanks for explaining that to me.
ProPublica came up with this one. The appeal to heaven flag is flying outside of conservative power broker Leonard Leo's home in Maine. You might know that name. He's responsible for all of Trump's justices from the Federalist Society, an offshoot of John Birch Society. That was a great group.
John Birch Society.
They kind of brought up this conspiratorial politics in the 50s and 60s.
They were the first.
People
really
didn't buy into it. They thought it was way too extreme. And here we are today.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these years later.
I want to get into some of the responses here on Twitter X. Sometimes it's pretty good. Okay. One response, I'm beginning to suspect Justice Alito is conservative. You know,
wow.
I was thinking.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah. What? Yeah, maybe, you know, now that you think about it. Also, this one, I'm sick of people not facing the consequences of their actions and getting away with everything. Inexcusable. And he should face consequences for that, definitely. At least, I don't know what John Roberts is doing. Is he the Chief Justice or not?
He is. Man. In name and title.
Yeah. There were some supporters, mega responses.
Yeah.
Sam Alito was seen drinking water from a glass, which was a favorite habit of Adolf Hitler, who regularly drank water from a glass.
Okay.
So, you know, so hanging a flag there upside down or appeal to heaven flag. No. It doesn't mean anything. Everybody has those. Here's one. Your efforts to demonize a justice and his wife practicing their First Amendment rights to apply public and social pressure to influence the justices to rule the way you want has become a stochastic terrorism. There you go. Wow. We're the terrorists.
We are the terrorists. Okay.
Turn the tables on us. Oh,
I guess.
Ouch. And this one, the final one. Funny, that's the first time I have seen this flag. I love it.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Interesting.
I think it's a very aesthetic looking flag. It's unfortunate that it's kind of been co-opted by the right.
I haven't actually seen a picture of the flag.
It's just like a pine tree on a white background that says an appeal to heaven.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And I'm not quite sure. I think I did read something about why it's a pine tree, but
I don't know.
If only we had a device in our pocket that we could find
Thank
all this
you,
information
Sam.
At.
Right. Well, in the meantime,
we're stuck with the Morse code here. Yeah.
Well, here we are on the verge of Memorial Day weekend, you know, and here's some interesting facts about Memorial Day weekend. You ready for these?
No, I'm not, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, 97 members of the 118th Congress have served in the U.S. military, only the fourth time in the last 50 years, with an increase at the all-time, at all in the total veterans elected. Okay, I'm not sure why that has something to do with, okay, I'll move on. 100 million households worldwide, is this right? National Memorial Day parade broadcast on TV. I don't even know there was a national broadcast of a Memorial Day parade. Is that in Washington? 3.5 million people are expected to travel by plane over Memorial Day weekend. That's up 5% over last year. So more travel happening. And 818, that's the number of hot dogs consumed every second from Memorial Day to Labor Day. 7 billion hot dogs will be consumed this weekend.
I don't believe that anymore. I don't think people
don't think
eat
so?
Hot dogs anymore.
I have hot dogs in my fridge right now, John.
Oh, no.
There you go.
All right.
And
I hope they're the non-nitrate kind.
They're just like regular old Oscar Mayer
ones. Okay,
you've
got the nitrates, yeah.
And believe it or not.
It tastes good. It's a good spice.
Yeah.
During Memorial Day weekend, you know, they have all these weekend sales, which seems a little, you know, unseemly because it's Memorial Day.
Right.
But 15 to 80% off, you'll find discounts that large during the Memorial Day weekend on mattresses and other stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a big shopping weekend.
All right, it's
too.
A big shopping day.
But anyway, however you're celebrating Memorial Day weekend, we're happy to be with you on it.
It's a Johnny Gordy family show. We're happy that you could join us this morning.
Rocker's coming up in a little while with a weekend preview.
And we're going to take a look at Project 2025.
It's all coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that we'd become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing pain. Hey! Some be a dentist. Your temperament's wrong for priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. Be a success.
Here he is, folks, the leader of the plaque.
All right, leader of the plaque. Yeah.
The dentist.
Yes. Well, we got a dental story.
Yeah.
And this is a great idea. You know, I'm always pushing single payer system on the U.S. I think that's the only way everybody in the country can save a whole heck of a lot of money, never get into medical bankruptcies, and never have to worry about seeing a doctor for whatever you feel like you might need to see a doctor for.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would take a lot of pressure off of families. And again, save families a lot of money, because if, as a country, we all pitched in, the cost would dramatically be reduced. Think of all of the headaches that corporations and businesses have to go through to provide health care for their employees.
Right.
There are rules and regulations in regards to that for single owner businesses. They can't have health care unless they supply it to their employees as well. It's a lot of little things that would just go away, just disappear forever if we had a single payer system in this country and the government would supply the health care insurance. Mm-hmm. And it would still be a private system, and maybe even some of these large insurance companies could manage this system for them. That's one way of doing it. I know there's a lot of different ways around the world. Everybody else is doing it except for the U.S. So anyway, Bernie Sanders has a great idea. He calls it the Comprehensive Dental Care Reform Act of 2024. It would expand Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA to provide comprehensive dental coverage to all of our nation's seniors, veterans, and low-income children, individuals, and families.
That would be great.
This bill would substantially increase the number of dentists, dental hygienists, and dental therapists in America, particularly in rural and underserved areas. That alone should convince somebody, right? Something.
Well, that's right, because the rural areas, the country areas, they've been losing dentists and they've been losing doctors and nurses.
Emergency centers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need to support those.
By the way, it would also make dental care services available in more community health centers, schools, nursing homes, and mobile units throughout the country. Moreover, it says here, it would make dental care an essential benefit under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and increase woefully inadequate reimbursement rates for dental procedures under Medicaid. that's Badger Care in this state, mm-hmm. nearly 70 million adults and nearly 8 million children have no dental insurance at all.
That's amazing. They 70 million adults.
Off. Yeah, that's just amazing. And the insurance that you can get, like Delta Dental,
right?
They don't provide a huge benefit. I mean, it's just marginally
mm-hmm.
a savings.
And not only 70 million adults, but 8 million children.
Yeah.
No dental insurance.
Yeah.
So Bernie Sanders is introducing this legislation.
We'll see how the vote goes on something mm-hmm. like that. But it would be fantastic to add it to at least Medicare and the VA. But, of course, adding it to the Affordable Care Act. I've never understood why dental care was separate. It seems like.
Well, that would be like a natural. That would be the first thing.
Our head is the head unit to our body, you know, what makes everything function.
I once heard teeth called luxury bones.
Luxury bones?
Teeth
no.
are luxury bones?
Yeah, because you had to pay extra for dental care, not included in health insurance.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, vision care, too, is a thing.
Vision and hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, hearing.
Excluding the head mm-hmm. was just a very strange thing. I've never understood. Can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, you know,
no pun intended.
I've had some hearing problems for the last year. And I've been, you know, trying to chase this down. Went to my doctor a number of times, then went to the specialist, ear, nose, and throat specialist. It's really difficult. And it's, you know, I mean, these things take time mm-hmm. to sort mm-hmm. out and to try to eliminate what it isn't and what it is. It just, and I'm still struggling with it. And, you know, it is expensive.
It is.
Especially if you're going to get a hearing. My sister got hearing aids, $6,000 now.
Yeah.
She's got the luxury models, I'm sure, but you know that's
well, you want,
expensive
want
stuff. You know, and it would be great to have you know some support from Medicare or Badger Care or you know one of these.
It should
programs.
Cover it. You know,
it should be covered.
It is covered in Medicare Plus.
Okay,
and that is the private version of Medicare. And they provide all of these services. You can get hearing aids for just like, I think the maximum amount they would make you pay is like $700, mm-hmm. something like that, when it's, you know, a usual price of $3,000 or $4,000 for one single hearing aid.
Right.
Yeah. So it's definitely a big savings, but I think Bernie is trying to add what's on Medicare Plus into the actual Medicare program.
Mm-hmm.
I think Medicare Plus is actually kind of a, you know, a trial run to see what works and what doesn't, what people would like to see covered and, you know, and work it out and try to add it. But anyway, each year, not only would it save us a lot of money as citizens of this country, businesses a whole hell of a lot of money and get rid of a lot of red tape and departments. It also would save the government over $2 billion. Visits to the emergency room for dental care cost $2 billion. That would be saved.
That's crazy.
Research shows that nearly 79% of those visits could have been addressed by a simple visit to the dentist. You know?
Preventive care?
Yes.
Yeah.
It would save up to $1.7 billion per year.
Man.
Yeah. And it would work. For some reason, the idea that we have to have small government and government handouts are bad for people is something the Republicans and MAGAs have pushed endlessly, and it doesn't make any sense, and it costs us all a whole heck of a lot of money for some stupid thing that they made up on their own.
And, you know, medical care affects us all. You know, every political stripe.
You can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs some good medical care.
Well, how many times have you stressed out over something that you've been nagging, right?
Right.
A back pain or a lump.
Kind of put it off.
And you just don't know what to do.
Right.
And you put it off and put it off, and then you
then
find out.
Then it becomes
out,
a problem. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
I don't know.
Hey, coming up, we've got Rocker coming in a little bit later on.
With a lot of the Wisconsin music, the great Wisconsin
Absolutely.
Music that we make here.
Yeah.
We're going to feature a lot of that. But also, immediately after 7 o'clock, we're going to get into Project 2025, the final edition.
Wrap up our series.
Exactly.
Okay. More of the John and Gordy Family Show for a Friday morning Memorial Day weekend coming up right here.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by U.S. Supreme Court expert and attorney Daniel Cotter. I'll also be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter James Causey. What is up with student-teacher affairs?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.